need to search it out more before I could put either side at.
So my question to those that are here in attendance, if we are to table it, how can we make sure that we don't waste your time? Does that make sense what I'm asking? I know you guys want to be here and be heard. I don't want you to have to drive back out here to be heard. So is there anything, I guess that's my question, is how can we make sure that we respect their time they've already taken and not take up more?
Knowing that it would be a public hearing and
you're obviously always welcome.
Yeah, always everyone welcome. Is welcome, and always. But I think we've heard everything, and it's on tape. Mm-hmm. But once again, whenever that takes, everyone is welcome.
And this issue isn't taken lightly. That's why everyone is making sure we make the correct decision moving forward with this. And we want to make sure that we do what's right for both sides. So.
Yeah, sure can.
What would be the deadline for making the final decision?
I don't know. Technically, there's no deadline. We just need to take action so that way we're not the typical government that slows down, bogs everybody down.
I think maybe my question is there a different meeting time?
Our meetings are always Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
Yes. Unless that Monday's a holiday, then it's on Tuesday.
Correct.
But it would be well advertised.
Yeah, we meet every Monday. Yep. Other than what was just stated, yes.
Yes, and then the timeline for the public hearing would be set out how many days, Scott? Because when we come back, it would be, once again, through a public hearing, correct?
I don't know that we...
Or would it be agendized?
Well, what you have is an option that I've got advice from our county attorney, is that if we postpone it to a specific date now, anybody interested in this public hearings, either here or listening... And if you postpone it to a specific date, looking at your Mondays, then you don't have to do the public notification. Otherwise, we have to have it out 15 days prior. And I don't know the newspaper 15 days. That could actually be 20, depending on
date of publication.
Yeah, date of publication.
So you
could announce.
If we table to a specific date and time now, then we're fine.
Yeah, and you're fine, correct.
But now, is that with planning and zoning or is that with us? Here's why
he said
I asked.
The meetings. But you guys could be different.
I think we're a little different because we've already closed the public hearing.
Yep. I mean, I'll do whichever you want. I mean,
Well, we have to close the public hearing to call a vote.
So that's what I'm saying. We've already closed the public hearing.
Yep.
But we will always, just because it's all formalities, right? We'll always answer questions, let anybody that wants to talk.
Yeah.
Unless it's about something crazy and off the wall.
We're a little bit different than planning and zoning. We know it can't be the 26th. The 3rd is, I'm just looking at what would be most.
I don't know that the entire commission will be here again until after the 3rd. Is that correct?
That's what, we'll be all on the 3rd?
No. I think it'll be the 10th before we're all back together.
Okay, the 10th.
The 10th's when I'm
gone. Well, that's the 10th when you're gone?
Yes.
So the 3rd's when.
Oh, so the 17th.
I'm here the 17th already.
Pardon?
The third should be good.
Now, don't we have another hearing?
I'm here the 17th with four rezones already.
We have another rezoning on the 17th. So for all of us to be here.
But what does that do to you guys as far as if we push it to the 17th?
Take my son to Washington, D.C. the second weekend in July. So we're going to be gone. Like the 9th through the 15th?
That's where Tommy's staying.
Yeah.
So I think that's actually...
So the 9th through the 15th, we're going to take our son to Washington, D.C.
So you guys could be back the 17th. If not, a representative could be here.
Okay. Yeah. We can work it out.
I'm fine with the 17th or the 3rd.
17th.
I don't know that Scott has to be here,
to be honest with you,
unless he just wants to be here.
I'll be here to answer any questions.
He'll be here to answer any questions.
Okay.
So I'm fine with the 3rd or the 17th. You guys tell me.
Is that when we have, that's when we have the other one too, isn't it? I'm fine with that.
Moving to the 17th, mm-hmm. July 17th. Okay.
So move to table the rezoning requests for 514 Skyline Road, Branson, Missouri, and 518 Skyline Road, Branson, Missouri, to a definite date of July 17th, 2023.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
9 a.m.?
Yes.
The meeting, our meeting will start at 9 a.m., be much similar to this morning. We'll have a few orders of business, and then we will open up and go into that public hearing. Yeah, we'll finish our vote here. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then, yes, to answer your question.
And then we'll make sure it's the beginning. Like, yours will be... Who sets this agenda on that part?
You guys. We will put this one first.
Make sure you put that one first.
We
then it happens to everybody else.
We'll approve accounts payable and payroll and then covering it.
And if anybody wants to talk to me, you're more than welcome to call me anytime. I'll give you my personal cell phone number, not over the air. But I'll give it to you right here if you like it. So.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have approval of a grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements, Parmalee Ranch Company, LLC. In front of us, we have representative, our Road and Bridge Administrator, Devin Huff.
Anything different on this one?
No.
How do you pronounce that? Do you know? Devin.
Which one?
Parmalee.
Is it?
Parmalee.
Parmalee? Yes.
Move to approve the grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Parmalee Ranch Company, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, was that the – that was not the drainage easement, though, was it? Or was that for the drainage easement? That was the drainage easement. Sorry.
Well, did we have a second approval for the – well?
Construction. Do I just have two copies of the same
– I've had two copies of the same thing.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Well, I have one that...
I don't have anything about drainage.
At the very bottom of the subtitle of those.
Were we not needing a construction of public road improvement and a drainage easement, or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Or are they both just drainage easements?
There should be three different tracks, and there should be two different drainage easements, and then permanent and perpetual.
I've got the drainage easement over on the Round Mountain on Riggins. I've got drainage easement on that also.
It should be Riggins and Parmalee.
I didn't have on Parmalee. Did you?
Okay. That's what we just voted on the Parmalee.
I didn't have the drainage. I have a...
These are just drainage easements, right?
Two of them should be drainage, and two of them, or two different property owners, will be permanent and perpetual for additional right of way to put
drainage on the back.
In the back.
feel like you have two drainage easements, not a drainage easement and a...
I don't have. Nick has it.
I do have it in my packet here. That's what I was going through.
Okay, let me see what you got.
Inside the one for Mr. Parmalee.
Mine is just two of the same.
Yeah, perpetual.
Okay.
Permanent and perpetual along with the drainage easement.
Okay. So we just did the drainage easement, is that correct?
I thought we did the permanent.
You did the permanent and perpetual.
Permanent and perpetual.
Yeah.
We did not do.
We have not done the drainage easement.
Correct.
That's what I was looking at. Okay, thank you. Same thing on the next one, too, though. I think I'll look at this there. Move to approve the drainage easement by and between Parmalee Ranch Company, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Nope.
Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, so on the second one, we have the granted the easement and the drainage easement. Okay. Sheila, are you showing both?
Yes.
Okay, so am I. Any questions on these?
No.
I'm sorry, you've not called it up yet.
No, you're good. That's all right. We're working together.
Just excited to get this one.
I was going to say, I was just so excited to find it. I can't wait.
All right. So on our next one, we have approval of grant of perpetual, permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. No. I'm going to back up and restate that. My next order is for the drainage easement Round Mountain Road.
Yeah, that's what we just did.
Okay.
Remember, I was too excited to sleep.
Right.
We have derailed.
Reset.
Hmm?
I've got to reset. Hold on.
What?
Did I miss something?
Me. We got off track there with that last one.
That was my fault. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay, so now are we ready for the permanent and perpetual easement right away?
The second one, yes.
The second.
All right, at this time, I would entertain a motion for the approval of grant. No.
You got to call it.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what do you want to talk about next, Nick?
Would you like a drink of water?
What would I like to talk about next?
Yeah.
The approval of the grant of perpetual, permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements with Walter, Catherine, and James Riggin.
Hey, Devin.
I'm Nathan. Go ahead.
Is there any questions on this?
No.
Or is there anything unique about this? All right, go ahead.
I move to approve the grant. Oh, we're doing the permanent of the permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and timber construction for of the public road improvements between Walter P. Riggin and Catherine L. Riggin, husband and wife, and Taney County.
And one more name.
And one.
Not to interrupt, but one of them will only have Walter and Catherine, and another one will have all three.
Okay, I was doing the roadies. I'm doing the permanent perpetual road easement, and it just has Walter and Catherine.
Track three should have all three.
Okay, permanent and perpetual road temporary construction. Mine just has Walter and Catherine. And I on the drainage,
they're all,
I have.
Different orders then.
Pardon?
They're in different orders. We have two easements, one with all three and one with just two names, and then we have a drainage.
Now, my drainage, I have all three.
Right.